Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the second guest show. Mike DeTelli along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. Bobby J and I will be here until 6:30 tonight, and then we'll turn it over to the Saints Radio Network. It'll be the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Hoss along with Saints head coach Kellen Moore, Bobby. And we'll also have Saints linebackers coach Peter Sermon join us at 7 o'clock.
Can he tell us maybe why P. Werner's not playing better? Because DeMario Davis is playing
good. I'm sure you'll ask
him. Yeah.
And talk about Danny Stutzman also getting in there. Bob, yesterday it was a winnable game for this football team.
Well, we thought.
you move the ball up and down the field, and then you come up with either 3 points or 0 points. You got to make a change at the field goal kicker. Listen, nothing against Blake Groupie. He'll kick in the NFL somewhere, but this is in his head now, and it's not going to get better. Well, so you got to move on. The Saints did have tryouts today. They brought in the veteran and Justin Tucker, who was with the Ravens, and also Cade York. We all remember Cade at LSU, and the boys had a wild journey all across the National Football League.
Well, if you have a slump in the NFL as a kicker, it doesn't mean you're not going to kick in the league, but you might have to move.
You're like a military brat.
They don't put up with no slumps. You could be the best of the best. Justin Tucker one time was the best of the best, and the Ravens go in a different direction. One day, the great kicker with Dallas might be in a slump, and I don't see that happening. But if that would occur, look what happened with Will Lutz. You know, look at the level that Will Lutz is kicking right now with Denver.
Bob, I told this to Tucker this morning. The year before he got traded in training camp to Denver, he missed 8 field goals for the Saints. How many times you heard people calling and bitching about Will Lutz? You got to get rid of him, got to go with another kicker. These are the same people today that tell you, well, why we got rid of Will Lutz? Okay, that's the life of a kicker.
Yeah.
It does happen.
Well, you're a football player, but the football players in the locker room just look at the kicker like, man, just make the damn kick. they don't care if you're fat or you're in shape. They don't care. When you have to kick it, you have to make it. Because points are so valuable, and the margin for error is so thin, whether you're going to win or lose. And, Mike, look at Will Lutz. This where percentages, you know how I love stats, but this where percentages does make a difference. If you look at right now, Will Lutz, now kicking with Sean Payton and the Broncos, he's made right at 89% of his field goals this season. I should say attempts over three seasons, not one season. 89% of his kicks over three seasons in Denver. This year he's 17 of 20, where when you look at Will Lutz, that percentage is in the 60s. That's totally unacceptable. You cannot have that. And listen, we don't make the rules. It's just tough love. Will Lutz is at 69% for the season. He's 18 of 26 field goals. And I don't know, you never want to be the worst team. You don't want to be the worst at anything in the NFL. But, Bobby, at least you're still in the NFL. But, look, but no kicker has missed more field goals than Groupie this season.
Eight.
So, yeah, no one has missed more field goals. And then, you know, it's not like he – like the Falcons kicker made a 54-56-yarder. You know, so like, well, you know, I could see sometimes you missing those. But if it's in the 30s and 40s this day and age, you can't be missing. Are they going to be – because, you know, a good thing it didn't come down to
– to the kick. To
whether you make it or miss it, whether you win or lose. The game was out of hand. So, but you look at then, you're not within one score. We end up losing by 14 points because you cannot be missing a 38-yard field goal in the first quarter and then 47-yard field goal in the final minute of the first half. You just cannot do that. All I know is you have to score points to win. At this day and age, I'm not saying you got to score in the 30s, but you got to get like 20-plus, or you have to consistently be 20-plus. Do you know the Saints in 11 games, they have top 20 points just twice? Well, and how many games we've won?
Two.
Twice. Yeah. So, I mean, you just look at it. And our defense is good, but they're not, like, unbelievable where we win all 13 to 10.
We're not talking about the Broncos.
Yeah, yeah, 13 to 10 or anything like that. But, look, then you throw in there, okay, well, Bobby, look, we did have 10 points, but how much the offense scored? Three. The long touchdown came from the defense when Justin Reed returned an interception for a score in the second quarter. So, no, I was extremely disappointed. You know, what occurred in the game, because everyone thought, even Vegas thought, the Saints were a point-and-a-half favorite. But I don't know. To me, at times, if I'm Vegas, it's hard to make a team a favorite if they're bad. But would they bamboozle just because how we played against Carolina to make them a favorite and the Falcons had lost five straight games,
I guess? That thing is about money. That, yeah. What you don't want, if you're a gambler, is to have so many people bet on the other team.
But they had a lot of professional gamblers. They had a lot of professional gamblers that were saying, "Oh, the Saints is one of their best bets." We lost by 14 points.
And so, what was crazy was the Falcons ended up starting as the favorite, and then it swung midweek once you found out Penix and Drake London wasn't going to play. And so, it's with them sometimes not who you play, but when you play them.
Yeah, he's missed now. Look, 8 field goals in 11 games this season. And then, you know, I'm going to ask Coach more about this because the snap, the hold, that all matters. But I don't think on all the misses, oh, that was a terrible hold or snap. No, you have to hold the kicker accountable. That has to be perfection, the snap and the hold. It has to be like robotic where it's always perfect to at least have a chance and be consistent. But you look at what we're doing offensively. Yeah, we were moving the ball. So what? But you got to score points. I'd rather have a two-play drive and we scoring versus – I never seen this. We had back-to-back 15-play drives, and we only scored 3 points. I never witnessed that. How can you possess the ball? We had the ball, and when you look at it,
how many plays
almost
you
6 minutes
had
more
than
the Falcons.
That's the other thing.
We had 78 plays to their 55. 65 is the measuring stick, and we had 78 plays, but it was like empty plays. Mike, if any, look, we're moving the ball. And three trips inside the Falcons' 15-yard line, including on consecutive drives to Atlanta's 1-yard line to start the second half, we only managed to come away with a total of 3 points. Oh, you look, the Falcons, are they the monsters of Midway? The Bears, like, oh, but you can't run against them. I mean, you're on the half-yard line. Why are we even getting in the shotgun? Why are we going backwards
to go forward with
2-2 down? I mean, you know what I'm asking Coach Moore, and I'm telling you, this is the thing is, Coach Moore, when we're in the red zone, do you have confidence in the offensive line? And he wants to have confidence in the offensive line. You know why? That's why we invested in our draft. The offensive line gets their ass kicked. You might say, oh, Bob, we got to use more imagination, this and that. But a really good team, it could be to the point where you're inside the 5-yard line. I'm not saying 100%, But then it doesn't matter if they know you're running. You still find a way to get in there.
Stop.
not us. Oh, no. It's like an adventure. And you look at the goal line. The Saints ran 9 plays from inside the Falcons, 8, and failed to gain more than 3 yards on any of them. No, bottom line is, you know, we follow the football, but in the trenches we getting our ass kicked.
I mean, this has been like this all season long.
No,
you've
exactly.
Had difficulties when you get in the red zone or inside the 30-yard line. Okay, it bogs down for one thing and another. They got a procedure penalty, or somebody messes up a snap. Or somebody's in motion. Somebody drops a pass. It's always something. And the little details of this game, Bob, man, they're not doing it. And you got no margin of error.
Well, he's the offensive coordinator. He's in charge of the offense. So if the defense would suck, you know, people would say, like, oh, what Kellen Moore's doing? Well, he don't run the defense. That's on Brandon Staley. But he is the head coach, and he's in charge of the offense. And when he says this, red zone's on me. That's what Coach Moore said. We're not getting it done. It's as simple as that. Well, you know who just got fired is getting paid $6 million with the Raiders?
Chip Kelly.
I think Tom Brady had a lot to do with that because Pete Carroll really.
I got enough of that.
Pete Carroll usually don't fire, I think, coordinators
He's
in the season.
Never.
So
done
Tom Brady, so the young Davis said, come on, Tom, I brought you here for a reason. So they've now fired with the special teams coordinator and now the offensive coordinator.
And the offensive line coach.
Oh, so get them all out of here. No, the Saints are bad, but the Raiders are even worse. No, the Raiders are so dysfunctional, they're terrible.
Bob, today Kellen Moore confirmed that the Saints will have tryouts for kickers tomorrow. And that includes, again, who we talked about, Justin Tucker, along with Cade York. But we got Tom Dempsey's daughter here today. And she can tell you her dad's probably told her the story. I think he's the only guy in NFL history. He was on the cover of the Saints press guide in 1971. Guess what? He got cut in training camp. Got cut at the last cut. How many guys that are the MVP of the year before on the press guide and they get cut loose in training camp?
Well, that's the Saints. I don't know. That's what.
And then what it was, Buffalo, Philadelphia, the Rams.
Well, and think about this. Boy, we always remember.
And Oilers.
We remember the Detroit Lions game, the longest field goal in NFL history. And Tom Dempsey was 19. Will Lutz got to change it. Not Will Lutz. Blake Groovy got to change his number. He's number 19. But we got to get that number off of him. We want to remember that 19 as being Tom Dempsey.
We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Back here on the second guest show, Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Thanksgiving week, it's a great week for good eating and lots of football. Join us tomorrow on WWL for a special edition of Sports Talk. Myself along with Steve Geller, we're going to be at NHOMA at the Rouses on Martin Luther King Boulevard. We'll talk LSU, Saints football, top NFL matchups, and you can shop for everything you need for your Thanksgiving dinner. Celebrate Thanksgiving and football with me and Steve at Rouse's Markets in Houma on Martin Luther King, and Thanksgiving Tuesday, 4 to 7 on the Big 870 WWL, free on the Odyssey app. Bobby's en route St. Louis. Yeah, won't be able to make it.
Yeah, I know we got to go to a break. But have you ever seen a season where both LSU and the Saints can't score points? No, think how crazy
it is, right?
It's like, what is a slugfest against Western Kentucky, a directional school? I'm like, oh, no, we better get this onside kick. When you're watching the LSU game, I said, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah,
what's happening?
I saw Harlem fumble. I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
Oh, no, scoop and score. I was like, no, it's like.
But the offense was really bad.
I mean, who LSU scored more than 25 points against Southeastern? I mean, nobody else.
That's it.
I mean, no, it's kind of comical. It's so sad it's comical.
You know, that's why I told Herb I'm not going to the game. Man, you can go, buddy. I ain't going with you. We'll be back with more second guest right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. Back here on the second guest show, Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Trying to get in touch with Tim Brando from Fox Sports. And while we're making that connection, let's go to our talk and text line. Let's go to Hollywood and Thibodeau. Hollywood, in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, Bobby. Hey, Mike. How y'all doing?
All right, Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood Swinger. What's up?
I got a couple of things to say. Tyler Shuck and Stephon Rattler, 2 and 15 combined. Would you use a number one pick and draft another quarterback for 2026, or would you go somewhere else and draft another position?
Oh wait, so say that again, because you want to get rid of Tyler Shuck already? So explain
no,
what you
I said. Tyler Shuck and Stephon Rattler, they're combined 2 and 15.
Yeah.
Neither one is setting the world on fire. Would you draft a quarterback in 2026?
Okay, so what college quarterback right now that you think is going to be better than Tyler Shuck?
Maybe.
Can you name like Mendoza? Indiana Mendoza, a lot of people want him. I think he could be a Jared Goff-like, his pocket
whoever's
presence.
Whoever's going to have the number one pick in the draft or trade that pick to somebody, they're going to get Mendoza.
Yeah, to go after Mendoza. So, I don't know. I think we still got to wait and see what Tyler Shuck's going to do. I mean, yesterday, the way we were playing offensively, I don't know if the quarterback would have made any difference. To me, it was a good measuring stick against Carolina, not so much against the Rams, because the Rams, look at the Rams, they crushed the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Though, did you see some of those passes that Matthew Stafford made? There was no look or like sidearm
he
windows.
Looks one way and throws it the other.
No, he's like a magician. He's like an old magician. So, I don't know. Listen, Hollywood, we still got to wait and see what Tyler Shuck's going to do. No, we have to be patient. Let him play out the season. See what he's going to do on the road against the Dolphins. And then Carolina, just have to look. I guess he should have good showings. Look, at Tampa, we're going to go to Florida, Miami, then at Tampa, Carolina, and home. There's going to be a stretch that I think because he played well against Carolina, look what he does in this stretch in the middle of December till right after Christmas. Carolina at home, the Jets at home, and at Tennessee Titans. To me, that'll be a big measuring stick right there if they think that Talishuk is going to be the guy they're going to count on in the future.
Hollywood, thanks so much for the call. We appreciate it. Let's go back to our talk and text line. And, you know, hey, listen, here at WWL, we keeping everything up to date. Tiger fans, for the latest on LSU's search for the next head football coach, keep it locked on to the Big 870 for breaking news, interviews, analysis, all brought to you by First American Bank, a banking tradition since 1910, and WWL. And on our talk and text line from Fox Sports, Timmy Brando. Tim's been a while. I know you sort of a busy man this time of year, just to say the least. And, man, basketball's right around the corner, or right there, so to speak, with you also. Thanks for joining us here on Sports Talk and Second Guess. But, Timmy, I'm going to get your thoughts right off the bat on the Lane Kiffin situation. I think what Nick Saban said over the weekend, and I'm wondering if he's not sort of the mouthpiece here for Lane Kiffin. But your thoughts on having coaches getting fired and then teams going after coaches that are already hired during a season, that's got to stop, because you're muddying the waters here of college football.
Well, you have to be like the NFL. Where they have rules, you have to do like what they do in the NFL. Right. You can't be going to steal nobody's coach during the season.
But Lane a little avenue, man, he's going to get it, and I don't blame him.
It's not Lane's fault. It's the college rules.
It's
fault.
The rules. Go ahead, Timmy.
Well, there are no rules. I mean, there are no rules. What they're dealing with, what the dilemma, the conundrum that Saban was talking about when he said it's not a Lane conundrum, it's a college football conundrum, is set forth by whom? The NCAA, okay, they set the portal dates, they set the signing date, and why the hell is that going on? They don't make any money off college football. In fact, they've done everything in their best interest to undermine college football since they lost the television rights from the Supreme Court in 1984. I mean, we've had this conversation before, fellas. There's a lot wrong with college football now. This is yet another example of it. The big crime of it for me as a broadcaster is all of the incredible stories that we have taking place. You know, I was just in Houston last week. Poor kicker missed a couple of field goals, or Willie Fritz would have gotten his ninth victory. That's a Houston team that was 8-2, couldn't get ranked until after they beat Open Date the week before. And he's one of the great stories that most of America knows very little about. There are quite a few others out there, okay, that have done tremendous jobs and have great seasons going on, and I'll be on top of the first domino to fall if, in fact, Kiffin does say no to LSU and Florida. Kenny Dillingham, that's who I've got in the Territorial Cup on Friday night at 9 Eastern, 8 o'clock Central. It'll be a standalone primetime game on Black Friday, and he'll be the next guy, I think, that's on the hit list at LSU or at Florida, either one of those spots, because he's a hell of a coach and he's got a president that is not totally committed, even though he's a homegrown Chaparral High School Arizona kid. They've got a president that's not so sure if they want to spend the kind of money that it may take to hold on to Kenny Dillingham as a head football coach. So the problem is we're operating without rules, and we got to get the NCAA the hell out of it. And we've got to make sure that the people that govern it, that being the CFP and the conference commissioners, who for whatever reason can't agree on format structure for a 16-team format moving forward, we got to get these people talking, and we got to get them taking charge of the sport, because that's the biggest issue. As for Lane, my view of it is this, fellas. The people keep saying, I heard the young Hunt Palmer, whose dad is a real friend of mine, been my dentist for many, many years, who works over in Baton Rouge, say that everyone in Baton Rouge thinks it's over. He's coming to LSU. I would beg to differ. I think that the longer this goes, I think the very good possibility here is that Lane, knowing Lane's ability to promote, knowing his past as a social media troller, I think it's a very good opportunity here for him and for Ole Miss to be the big winners here. They go into Stark Vegas. They win the game. They are headed to hosting their first college football playoff game. What better time to announce that he is not only going to coach the playoff, but sign the contract and remain at Ole Miss? Why would you leave when they are matching every dollar offered in Louisiana or in Florida? Why would you leave? That's a fan base that saw him lose 5 games a few years ago, you know, after Auburn flirted with him, and they weren't upset. And you lose 3 games, it's disappointing. Nobody was calling for his head when he didn't make it with that team last year that had more talent than the one this year. Well, Tim, you lose games. You lose 3 games in Baton Rouge, you're done. You lose 3 games in Florida with the kind of contract that they're talking about, you're done. So I think he's going to stay in Mississippi. I really do.
Well, Tim, with that being said, though, I think Lane Kiffin ultimately, been associated with Coach O at Tennessee, USC, and all that,
yep.
Pete Carroll.
Right.
think Lane Kiffin would really want, because he's so young and he was, you know, promoted at such a young age. We think Kellen Moore was young. Look how young Lane Kiffin was when Al Davis made him the Raiders coach. I think he'd want to win a national championship, and then he'd be gone for corner. I'm going to NFL. I want to win a Super Bowl, very similar to Pete Carroll. Winning a championship at USC, then winning a Super Bowl with Seattle. I think he ultimately would want to do that. Now,
but Bobby, we all admit that college football has changed, hasn't it?
I mean, has changed.
That he can't do it at Ole Miss now. I beg to differ again. I think.
But Ole Miss, Tim,
pulling out of the water right now.
Okay? Well,
he can get players there. He already has.
He already has, but he has to win it first. Ole Miss ain't won a championship since segregation.
No, denying that. I'm with you.
And look at the 21st century. 3 different coaches have won a national championship at LSU. Ole Miss is trying. So, to me, and look at Florida. What have you done for him lately? What has Florida done?
Right.
No, they have Urban Meyer. You look at Steve Spurrier. But that's the only thing to me that Lane Kiffin would maybe think, and talking to Saban and how Saban, what he established, now I don't know their conversation, that you get the probabilities, maybe we could do it better at LSU than Ole Miss.
I think you're right. I do think Mike's point about Saban with that rich commentary, and at the same time he's advising both Sexton and Lane. he is. So I give Saban credit for pointing out the bigger picture, because I certainly agree with Nick on that. But, there's no doubt that the people in Baton Rouge wanted Nick first. And Terry, his wife, probably tried hard to convince him to do it. And Nick said, no, I'm not, but I'll help him. So, I'm sure he's been in their ear suggesting to him that LSU is the better choice. And by the way, if he does go to LSU, I'm a Louisianian. I'll be happy to have him. I embrace Lane. I like Lane. I don't think there are many people in my business that don't like Lane. Okay. So it's a big win for him, no matter what he chooses to do. I'm saying to you though, this notion, this narrative that only certain schools can win national championships, that is over. That era is done. Forget about what happened in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. Hell, forget what happened during the BCS era. Everybody's got money now. Everybody can cheat. Everybody can do whatever they – and so at Ole Miss, they have done – Walker Jones, I know that young man. I called his games. He came into Baton Rouge – with Ole Miss and helped them win a game right after LSU had beaten Florida and they were the number one team in the country. I called that game on Jefferson Pilot a long time ago. Keith Carter, a basketball player, I called many of his games. These guys are progressive, and they've shaken down what the cobwebs were, whatever they were in Mississippi, to get the old money to spend. And they've also gotten a lot of new money to spend. If you think Ole Miss is what it was 10 years ago, when Freeze was there, 15 to 20 years ago, when Houston Nutley, it's not the same. It's not. And by the way, in the Big Ten, this ain't Grandma's Indiana either. Okay? The college game has changed. And, why would you want to be in the shadow of Saban? Why would you want to be in the shadow of Spurrier or Urban Meyer when you can be bigger than Johnny Vaught ever thought about being in Mississippi. That's, to me, going to be the difference maker, and ultimately, and this is just my opinion, I think he's going to stay.
Now, how about Tim? Tim, this would be the ultimate feel-good story. We talk about getting it right as far as name, image, and likeness and transfer portal if Texas Tech would win the national championship. If somehow that can happen.
and don't rule that out.
And you want to talk. Tim, you did all those games and, you know, the Big 12 and the Big 10. Texas, who would have thought we would be, like you're saying, how the game has changed, we'd be talking about Texas Tech's kick-ass defense.
Let me tell you something, Tim. Bobby. I hope Texas Tech doesn't win the Big 12 title game or doesn't have to take a bye, because I'd love to see them, say, in the fifth position, hosting an SEC school in the playoff, wouldn't you?
That would be a good television one.
Yeah, that would be marvelous television. Would.
Tim, would when we look back 5 years from now, and it's been done with different people. Larry Ellison did it at Michigan. We're seeing certainly the Nike people and Phil Knight. But hasn't Cody Campbell drawn up a game plan on what to do better than anybody? And the story there with transfer portal, NIL, wasn't written by Knight. And it wasn't written by Ellison. It's been written by Cody Campbell at Texas Tech. Yeah.
It should give everybody a different perspective on the television series Landman, right?
Yes, very much.
All we need is a billionaire land manager, and we'll be in great shape. No, you're absolutely right, fellas. And, hey, have a happy Thanksgiving, and check us out on Friday, because by that time I
check
think
you
maybe,
out.
Lane would have already said he's staying, and who the hell are they going to get in Baton Rouge then?
I think Timmy, you could be sitting in the middle of that story.
I have the great cause. You know how Roger Goodell has done a great job for the owners? We need Tim Brando, Commissioner of College Football.
How about that, Timmy? We got you a new job.
No, they need a czar. We need a czar to run college football and put some rules in place.
Yeah, the world according to Timmy B after I finally retire from the microphone. That's good, buddy.
All right.
Thank you, Timmy. Appreciate it, buddy.
All right.
Tiger fans, keep it locked on WWL for the latest on LSU's search for the next head football coach. We'll bring you breaking news when it happens on air, online, and also on social media. Listen to Sports Talk weekdays at 4 p.m. for up-to-date reports, LSU insiders, also expert analysis, brought to you all by First American Bank, a banking tradition since 1910. For the latest on LSU, you can count on WWL, AMFM.com, and also free on the Odyssey app. We'll be back to finish it off here in hour number one right after this break. Finishing up here in hour number one of the second guest show, Mike Dettillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Want to thank Tim Brando from Fox Sports giving us his insights on what he thinks will happen. He thinks Lane Kiffin will stay at Ole Miss. We'll have that a lot more. We'll have Les Sackett here from the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi when we return. And also Tommy Rybecki, the head football coach at Nicholls State. We'll have that and a lot more right after this news break on the Big 870 WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
We're back here on the second guest show. Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. Bobby J and I will be here until 6:30 tonight. Then we throw it to the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show on the Saints Radio Network. Mike Hoss will be the host. It'll be Kellen Moore and Saints linebackers coach Peter Sermon, and he'll join Bobby, and then Hoss and I will finish it, and then Monday Night Football, and you can catch that on the FM side here because the Pelicans play in the Chicago Bulls tonight, and that'll start on WWL.
So who's going to get the next win, the Pelicans or the Saints?
Well, because they play more games, I will maybe say the Pelicans.
Yeah, the odds would be that.
The odds is sort of in my favor.
Well, are we playing the Wizards or the Nets or something? I'd say for sure then.
We'll see what happens. He's here with us each and every Monday night. Mr. Les Sackett here from the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Les, thanks so much for joining us, bud. Man, y'all got a big week rolling up.
Oh, yeah. Yes, indeed. Thanks for having me. Yeah, we've got a whole lot of stuff going on at the casino this week, starting with Slippers of Cash on Thursday night. We're up to $30,000 for Slippers of Cash, and somebody is guaranteed to win it this Thursday.
What?
Yeah.
Guaranteed to win the 30 grand.
Yeah. We're doing it a little different. What we have been doing is we would draw three names.
So you're putting a winner in every slipper? So she have to
Well, not exactly.
Okay.
What we're going to do is we're going to call 12 people up, and they will get to pick.
Oh, okay.
And then if it still hasn't picked, we'll call more people until finally somebody gets it and wins $30,000 in cash.
So you have more
on Thursday night.
You have more participation and more people involved.
It's possible.
Yeah. So that'll be fun.
Yeah. This is kind of the season finale. We're going to roll over, and starting in December, we're going to start at $5,000 and keep going.
So big day here for Thanksgiving. If you don't want to do any cooking, you can come here. Got a great feast. Now, if you want to go to the Blue Bayou, you better get them reservations in fairly quick. And I mean like tonight.
Yeah.
If you want to do it. But tell everybody what y'all guys are serving here at the buffet.
Okay. So at the buffet, we're going to have your typical holiday food. We're also going to have Dungeness crabs and all the favorites. So that'll be Thanksgiving from 11 to 9 p.m. And then Thanksgiving Day in Blue Bayou, we have a couple of different specials. One is a mesquite smoked turkey or honey ham glaze. And another one is a 22-ounce cold smoked bone-in cowboy ribeye.
Whoa, that's a big piece of meat there.
Oh, yes.
But Bobby and I could take care of that if served that
sure.
in front of us.
We
that's how you say that about protein?
Oh, yeah, protein. I'm all into protein. Yeah.
Also, too, it's a big weekend. You got festivities going on starting with Thursday all the way through until Saturday.
Right. It's the tailgate weekend blowout. We're going to have a big, huge video wall And we'll have a beachside watch parties for the games, tailgate bites, and drink specials. We have a grand prize drawing on Saturday at 9 p.m. for a New Year's Bowl getaway. So it'll be a
four tickets to the Sugar Bowl.
All right. And we'll have accommodations and transportation to and from.
Accommodations, that's here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so, you'll have accommodations here. We'll drive you to the game and then bring you back here after.
Yeah, no, we're all excited about college playoffs and the Sugar Bowl being a big part of that. And it looks like they will be a big part of that in the future, Mike. So that's, you know, when whenever you're part of, part of being a champion, and then ultimately when you won the championship game, no better place to host a championship than you have in your own Super Bowl or national championship, really no matter what the sport. So the Slipper being on board with the Sugar Bowl, I think that's a great thing.
That's a great idea to do that. Also, too, and I knew it started early to talk about, you always have a big bash here for New Year's Eve.
Oh, yeah.
Got a band up, and it's cooking here. I came here a couple of years back. I got hit with one of them cannon shots, you know, with the confetti. It was aimed at right at me. Pow! I took the shot.
Yeah. We have a couple of cannons that'll shoot out the confetti. We're also going to have hats and horns and other party favors that we'll pass out to everyone here.
So, Les, who's bringing in the New Year? Y'all didn't say who's bringing in?
Joni Compretta and the Bay Groove.
Bay Groove. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
That sounds like a Hilbert band that got that Bay Groove.
Get your groove on.
He actually set it up.
So. Hardly a guess there, particular deal. So, man, all kind of things going on, too. And if you don't want to miss the football action, you can watch these games. Also, if you want to do a little bit of gaming, you can see it there. Also, the big screen, all the screens around the bars and everything. So you don't miss any football action if you come here for all the events.
That's right. We'll make sure that the big game is on the big screen. And we have TVs all over the place, so we'll have all the games on.
And at noontime Friday, the Egg Bowl, right?
Ole Miss, Mississippi State.
But I think everybody's wondering is what happens afterwards with Lane Kiffin. So that'll be interesting.
I have no idea.
So wait, somebody explain to me. I'm not from Mississippi, but how do you get? What is the Egg Bowl? What's the history? The name, the Egg Bowl. You got any from Stark Vegas, or you got any Mississippi State Bulldogs?
Wait a minute. I think Les might.
Yeah, you know why?
Yeah.
He does.
Back in the 20s and 30s, they would get into a fight.
They throw eggs at each other?
Well, no. Man, just on the
like
field.
They
would start getting in a fight. So they decided to come up with a trophy to give it. And the trophy is an egg because it's shaped like a football.
Oh, that makes sense.
And now, since then, it's been going back and forth. I think we've had it for the last 4 out of 5 years.
Yeah, so. That'd be interesting to see a hardball egg. You start throwing them at each other. You might hurt somebody.
What? I guess.
Yeah.
But that does sound like, if it was thrown, that sounds like something that would happen on the bayou.
Instead
of at the Egg Bowl, to be honest here. But also great entertainment. And so if you come for all the festivities, you also have live entertainment outside, correct?
For
this weekend?
This weekend, the only thing we're going to have is the video wall.
Video
outside.
Wall, okay, yeah. Gotcha.
In here, we'll have our normal Friday, Saturday bands.
Gotcha. And so who's playing here Friday, Saturday, Sunday? Has that been set up yet? You might need, like me, you might need them glasses to look at the glass. I'll be honest.
I need
pretty small.
Is one.
Yeah.
And Tease Me Band is the other one. Okay. So Hip Pocket and Tease Me Band are Friday and Saturday.
Tease Me. Well, that's an interesting name.
Normally, this is the time of year. A lot of people are off, and they do come. You kind of travel around. People a certain age, they like to spend some time here. And so, y'all got a full crowd here, especially probably starting Wednesday all the way through the weekend.
Yeah. We think through the weekend it's going to be a very busy time here at the casino. We also have some VIP events that are going on. So there's a lot of stuff going on here at the Silver Slipper for the holiday weekend.
Awesome stuff. Les, thanks so much for joining us, bud. Come on down to the Silver Slipper, and Thursday, somebody walks away with $30,000.
$30,000 cash.
Man, that's pretty sweet. Les, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Always appreciate when you come on. Les Sackett here from the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike Dettay along with the Cajun Cannon Bobby Hebert at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. We'll be here until 6:30 tonight. Let's go to our talking text line. Let's go to Big John. Big John, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Well, good evening, gentlemen. How are you?
Good, sir. Good.
All right, Big John.
Well, look, first of all, happy Thanksgiving to you both and your families and to all our men and women in the armed forces making it possible for us to talk about and gripe about football and relative peace. If you don't mind, I'd like to say something about LSU and then talk about the Saints. And, you know, I heard Tim Brando earlier, and I really do want Tim Brando to be correct, because I have no use for Lane Kiffin whatsoever, and I really do think he's a flake. Look, it's my opinion, but look back over Lane Kiffin's career, and it just there's not enough reward to go along with the risk, in my opinion. But what I disagree with Tim, and that is, he says the college football playoff and others have the power to set the rules and fix the problems in the recruiting and transfer portal. But in truth, I think it's the presidents of the universities and the colleges. You know, I'm from the old Keith Jackson school of thought, who says that, you know, it's the college presidents that really could sit down tomorrow and they could tell the NCAA to go pound sand and then set an equitable schedule for the transfer portal, recruiting, and even coaching searches. And that's my opinion on the whole thing.
Yeah, I think one of the things is the NCAA has been a bookie. They don't do anything, but they got money pouring in for them. What have they done to help college athletics at all? Zero. But they getting part of that cut. Okay? And so, you know, now they're seeing they losing a little bit of power. The NCAA has lost millions and millions of dollars in courtrooms all across America. Haven't won a court case in 15 years. So, man, there I agree with Timmy. The problem is, Big John, these presidents and also the commissioners, never going to agree. Everybody's looking out for themselves here.
Well, Big John, okay, why you don't like Lane Kiffin? Because you don't like his lifestyle off the field? I mean, come on.
I'm talking not his lifestyle off the field. I'm talking about the track record that he had with first the Raiders and then with Tennessee and then USC and even Nick Saban, who was absolutely right about what he said, you know, jettisoning him off of the staff. I just don't think the guy stays in place long enough. How do we know that when he comes to LSU and gets a $90 million contract that he doesn't take the next big thing to come along?
No, I think in two to three years he'll be going to the NFL.
Yes, yes.
I just got to accept that.
I think that if he would come to LSU in a national championship, yes, that didn't mean he's going to be a lifer. No, he'd want to go to the NFL, I think, truly to win a Super Bowl. But listen, that's like oil and vinegar. Nick Saban compared to Kiffin's personality.
No way.
And so, but still, you think Nick Saban told Lane Kiffin what to do with the offense? No, but hell no. He might be telling him, run the damn ball. We're passing it too much or being a little too cute. But in the X's and O's, no. Lane Kiffin can run circles around Nick Saban. I'm telling you.
I'm not going to disagree with you as far as his skill at coaching. I'm just worried about his old body of work and his past history. And that's
well,
really
he got to win. If he could develop quarterbacks at LSU and the offense is prolific. If you look right now, Big John, this is unbelievable that LSU has not had a worse offense in nearly 50 years, if not longer. They have not scored more than 25 points against an FBS team this season. And then you think they're going to break that? They're going against the best defense in the SEC at Oklahoma?
No,
so, I mean, you go back to, like, like the Division I split in 1978, LSU has not gone an entire season without scoring more than 25 points against the FBS team. So, Coach Kelly, I mean, you think, look at the success he had. No, to me, that's mind-boggling this day and age. Same with the Saints. Are we going to score? Are we please going to score to have a chance? I mean, that's why this day and age, the way the football is, and look what he's done with the quarterbacks at Ole Miss. Look at the quarterback that he's counting on right now, and look how close Ole Miss is really to being almost undefeated right now. Mike, where the quarterback? I can't even think of the school he was at.
Ferris State.
It sounded like Ferris wheel or something. I don't know. Ferris State. Think about that, Chambliss, and the level he's playing at. I'm telling
you. Look what he did with Matt Corral, Jackson Dart.
Quarterbacks would want to come to LSU because of Lane Kiffin. Now, money's going to talk and all that. The bottom line, whoever LSU gets, you got to win. I mean, it can't be, and shame on LSU for not in the postseason. It's not the top four teams. Big John, you would agree with this. Come on, they're going to go from 12 to 16 teams. LSU should be in the playoffs every year. If it's going to go from 12 to 16 games, I don't know if they go in national champs, they should be in the playoffs every year. Anything less is unacceptable.
One thing I agree with Timmy wholeheartedly, they had a better team last year, didn't get in.
Ole Miss, yeah.
Man, you kind of spit the bit playing Kentucky. You lost a game in Tiger Stadium. I still don't see how LSU won that game, to be honest with you. I understand the Georgia game. I understand
and
that.
The one thing I think what Lane Kiffin could do, he develops players than Coach Kelly know. Because look at what your recruiting classes and where they rank. Do you really ever talk about Ole Miss top five or top 10? LSU, you always talk about. You know that, Mike. You do that.
No.
Five-star
they
recruit,
are not
this and that.
Looked at as a top even 15 team.
And look what he gets out of the players. And then with the transfer portal, he's able to attract them. They want to go to Lane Kiffin. They think Lane Kiffin is cool. And a lot of these young kids, they want to play for a cool quarterback. They look at Coach Kelly like a stick in the mud. Like he was like nerdish. I don't know.
They look at basically Coach Kiffin like, hey, I'm in school with a guy just like him. So to speak, you know.
Yeah,
and I know there's a difference in age, but he thinks like us.
Because he's on top of what you have to do today
with social media.
Yes, all of that stuff. That's part of the game.
Yeah. What you got for the Saints, Big John?
It's rather difficult for me to follow up what's been said in the wake of yesterday's loss to the Falcons. But to my good friend and fellow Hudak, Hollywood, you know, I think Tyler Shuck is actually a very good quarterback, and he's going to be the quarterback of this team for at least the next two seasons. What we have got to address is that Swiss cheese of an offensive line, and we have got to have more skilled players in the draft and free agency, because the inability for us to stretch the ball down the field yesterday and the absolute ridiculous play calling inside the 5-yard, not even inside the 20, but inside the 5-yard line, really, really exposed this team for what it is. And it's just not a very good football team right now. And the rebuilding is going to have to continue.
You know, Big John, like you're saying, chunk plays, splash plays. The Saints ran 78 plays and failed to record a single gain of more than 18 yards. If you have 78 plays, you should have for sure a handful. I'd say of 20-plus yards. We failed to record a single gain of more than 18 yards. Their two longest runs were by the quarterback and a receiver. It was 11 yards. They didn't even have a single running back that ran more than 6 yards. I know Alvin Kamara got knocked out, so we're counting on Devin Neal. But, no, it was just, like, unexplosive, to say the least.
Here's the crazy part. And Charlie can kind of back up on here. For the last couple of years, they've had tight ends after tight ends after tight ends. Last year, best tight end draft I've done in 40 years. This team has almost been blind to it. Like, oh, we don't see it. What did Atlanta come out with yesterday? 13 personnel, 3 tight ends. Look at the Rams. They changed in the early part of the season. At one time, they just ran 1 tight end. Now they got three on the field.
I'm glad you brought that up. You know, McVay, how smart he is. You know what the Rams do also right now, depending how they outflank in the strategy? They'll go with 3 tight ends. That's like their power game.
Yep.
And 1 wide receiver with Devontae Adams, because you know why? That means it's one-on-one and Davante Adams, and they can't cover him one-on-one, and Stafford knows that.
Okay, because now you...
And then you want to commit to then they're going to run the ball or hit one of them tight ends.
And so if you drift coverage to Davante, you know what it is? They drag that tight end over the middle and make an easy throw. That tight end or safety is not going to cover the tight end today.
Or are you going to have two guys committed, Davante Adams, that helps the running game?
Man, give it to McVay. For you to change offensively like that, you can
listen,
say what you want about
that
dude's
gets me
a
so
genius.
Mad, though. Los Angeles don't deserve a team like the Rams. They never even have no home field advantage. They don't even care they have one of the best teams in the NFC. Los Angeles doesn't even care. That's a shame. And if we had the Rams in New Orleans right now, we'd be going crazy. We'd be having parades every week. I mean, it's unbelievable.
You know what they're
how the Rams
called?
The Rams have to work on a silent count when they're playing at home. Like, you let the Steelers or Packers or Cowgirls, anybody come to town, the Rams are, like, on the road. They play all their games on the road, unless they're playing a sorry team where the other team doesn't show up.
Because it's a road
the
trip fans. To L.A.
Yeah.
For a lot of teams. And who dominates the headlines? Dodgers.
Yeah.
Even in the offseason, Dodgers.
No, the Dodgers, Lakers, but the Rams and the Chargers, same thing. They're playing away games at home.
Man, so. It's unreal to see. But if you in that SoFi, you understand they got as many away fans as they have home field advantage.
Well, and you look now, it's still like a ways to go. But who looks better than the Rams right now in the NFC?
Bob, I don't see him.
Oh, look at the Lions. Look at the Eagles. The Eagles, they're so dysfunctional right now. And they were world champs. I mean,
Bob, somebody wrote me this morning. Tell Bobby it's not a good day in America.
It was terrible.
The Cowboys won and the Saints lost.
They were losing 21-0. They came back. Good for them. But no, I was like, well, what? The Eagles, no, they're dysfunctional.
We'll be back, and we'll have on with us the head football coach of the Nicholls State Colonels, Tommy Rybecki, right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. Back here on the second guest show, Mike DeTillia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. It's our Nicholls State head football coach, Tommy Rybecki, joins us. And this segment is sponsored weekly by Thibodaux Regional Health Systems, the official health provider of Nicholls State Athletics. Tommy, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys having me on.
Man, Tommy, we were doing a show Thursday. All of a sudden, man, I see the scores tied. Man, really played well in the first half. And then Southeastern's defense really sort of clamped down on things. But, man, listen, with the Lions making it into the playoffs, that was a really good football game from the first half. I got to watch some of it. I had another event. So I'm watching it on my cell phone as I'm waiting for my chance to talk a Thursday night. But taking it a little bit about the game itself, but the biggest thing you take from this season, it wasn't the ability that you got to get a lot of young players' experience in positions that maybe in another year you wouldn't have been able to do.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, you always want to be playing your best football down the stretch, and to be in a game like that against Southeastern, who, you know, has had a great year, you know, speaks volumes to where our team was at the end of the season. And getting the young guys experience, man, it's so critical to be able to be in those games and get and bank those reps and bank that experience so that in the future, when it's a tough game and a tight game, you know, your older players have those experiences to draw on and to be able to finish games.
Were you surprised? Because I know Coach Frank, I talked to him. He was not a happy camper last year. They weren't included. That three teams from the Southland, and that speaks volume of the type play in the Southland Conference, that you guys were able to get three teams into the playoff system.
Yeah, I thought last year, of course, Southeastern did get snubbed, but they had seven wins. This year, you know, SFA to win as many games as they did, but then also to have Southeastern with nine wins and Lamar with eight wins. I think any time you win eight games in the Southland Conference, you're a playoff team and you deserve to be in the field. And then you look at the non-conference wins that Lamar had, and I think that's what put him over the top, beating South Dakota early in the year at home. Did wonders for them down the stretch when they got on the bubble.
You know, and looking at those matchups, Illinois State's going to, I think, travel to Hammond to play Southeastern. And then you look at Lamar and Abilene Christian. I'm telling you, watch out for Abilene Christian. You know, there's one of those to me like Tarleton State. You know, like what? And then, you know, just hear that name. But now, obviously, North Dakota State being the number one seed, they're still going to be the favorite. So if Southeast could come up with a big win against Illinois State, that's who they'd be playing. And this is all kind of teams that we're familiar with. Stephen F. Would have to play the winner of Abilene Christian and Lamar. So you look at the potential matchups. So a lot of exposure for the Southland Conference, and it's all going to start Saturday, November the 29th at noon when Illinois State's going to play Southeastern. And then at noon also, you got Abilene Christian and Lamar. So you look at that, and I like this format. And then you look at the second round, December the 6th on Saturday. Then you got the quarterfinals following up, and then the semifinals, and obviously the championship. So it's really a month, over a month of football. Monday, January 5th, is the national championship. So, boy, there's a lot of teams involved. And I don't know, until somebody knocks off North Dakota State.
Good luck.
It seems like when you look at all, I think Montana State's number two, but when you look at the first place votes, if they don't have them all, maybe it might be only one or two. Yeah. It's amazing what they've done there of North Dakota State.
And most of them cats ain't from North Dakota.
Yeah.
No, they've done a great job establishing themselves as the top of the bracket year in and year out. And Southeastern gets the privilege of playing in that side of the bracket. And if they win, they get the opportunity to go up there and play in the Fargo Dome. And that was us a few years ago. To play at North Dakota State, and everybody looks forward to those games. And man, FCS football is special. It's unique in the way that they lay out the bracket and the regional matchups that go in each round. And I think if you're a supporter of FCS football, it's an exciting time of year.
Sure is.
Now, Tommy, now that the season's over, and so what is kind of your schedule? Just tell the fans, like, look at the transfer portal. Who you think is going to be back, who you might be targeting. You might have players that might be on a roster. They want more of an opportunity. They could be at a bigger school, it could be a Big 12 school, whatever, but they want more opportunity to play. Is that something where y'all have a list and y'all target those type of players, maybe say, well, you could have a great opportunity here?
Yeah, without a doubt, it's about first recruiting. Then it's also retention and development of our roster. So along those lines, you know, we're having official visits. We had 17 high school players in last weekend on official visits. We'll be closing in on the signing day, December 3rd. We're looking to sign a class of about 20 players on December 3rd, and that's a mix of high school players and junior college players. In the meantime, we'll be meeting with our own players to, you know, make sure that we're all on the same page about where we're at moving forward. And, you know, looking to retain our key players that we know we need to be able to keep on the roster here moving forward. And then it's about assessing the year and seeing exactly what we did well and continuing to do those things, but also looking for areas of improvement, which is most important. Where can we do things better and how can we improve here heading into 2026?
Tommy, one of the things, like when Bob and I grew up, South Lafourche one year, I don't know, I think maybe they had five or six guys that signed scholarship when you were a senior. That was...
Yeah, like, I don't know, my uncle, my great uncle was the president of Nicholls State University, Vernon Galliano. How about this, Tommy? He was on vacation in Egypt, and they kind of took for granted, Bobby will probably, he'll come to Nicholls. But they didn't pay, they didn't pay attention
to
him.
It didn't work.
And so A.L. Williams at Northwestern and Natchitoches, they paid a lot of attention to him, and they flew me up there. Me and David Dillon, we won the state championship. He's an all-state linebacker, fullback. So we ended up going to school in Northwestern. We were right there in the backyard. But really, you know, we won state. We had, out of our 22 starters, we only had 10 seniors but 12 juniors starting off. And that was Coach Ho, who was all-state offensive and defensive tackle. He ended up going to LSU. Then Andy Martin. Yeah. He ended up going to UL and Lafayette. So we actually had, like, better juniors than seniors, you know, when I think about that. But, we had one guy went to Roach, Scott Buzzigard, who caught the game-winning touchdown against Bonneville to win the state championship. He ended up going to Nicholls, played in the secondary. And so, yeah, you got to keep that Bayou connection. Yeah. If you have players from South or Central, Vanderbilt, and E.D. White, You cannot just blow them off. I know you know that. Now, they might not go to Nichols, but you still got to pay attention to them if they're right there in your backyard.
Coach, what I was going to bring up, South had a bunch of players, but so did H.L. Bourgeois. Same. Coach Don Schwab was there. Coach Rodrigue was there. Coach Rod. They had a bunch of guys there. Now, a lot of their guys went to LSU when you think about it.
Jesse
Miles, Mitch Andrews, those guys. But you see the teams locally, and you, I know you can't talk about individual players, but what's happened at Vanderbilt Catholic in Houma, what's happened at Edie White Catholic in Thibodaux, Terrebonne High School, which has really put it on. And then all I got to do is travel, 15 miles? I got Destrehan, Hornville, St. James,
the River Parish,
Lutcher, St. Charles Catholic. That region there that has winning tradition, really good players, that was something I remember Coach Rebo telling me, Mike, we got to try to secure that area of the Bayou and the River Parish, because a lot of those guys, and I know you were a big part of it, being kind of head of recruiting, to keep a lot of that talent at Nichols State if they weren't going to go to a major college.
Yeah, because Coach Selfo and Southeastern are going after those same players.
Guys.
Right, Coach?
Yeah, there's no question. That's the blueprint right there, is to get the talent that is in this area and get them on campus here and let them grow and develop and be good football players for Nichols. And, you know, Southeastern has adopted that blueprint, too, to only make it more competitive. But, and you're exactly right, there's players all over. And we sit here and we watch and continue to watch these guys, even as they move into their senior year, maybe a guy that was overlooked in the spring who has a big senior year, and then now we got the opportunity to recruit him. It really is impressive, some of the high school talent that's available to us, and that's what makes me so excited about this recruiting class this year.
Now, Tommy, before we let you run, you got to be excited about this, the facilities now compared. We're back. It was like, I'm not being mean. But Nichols on the low end of the totem pole.
You accurate.
Yeah, and so, but now, what have you done for me? Look, the effort, that has to be a big attraction also when you are bringing in recruits.
Yeah, you bring up some memories of when we first got here, and Coach Rebo, we would just rush everybody through the facilities, get through them as fast as we could, hoping they didn't look around too much. And then now we're spending our entire night over here in our facilities, and with the recent renovations to the stadium with the Legacy Center, and the new press box, credit to JT and Dr. Jay Clune for getting all of that in order, and Dr. Neil Mackey for contributing to that. It really is special here.
Also, too, is you guys have a special connection to Thibodaux Regional Medical Center.
Yep.
and with Greg Stock. And that's, to me, that has been a really nice connect the dots between a company there, you could say it's a company because it is a hospital, and Nichols State.
Yeah, no question. Everything that the Thibodaux Regional does for us to support us, but also it's so attractive in recruiting. The players see how close all of those resources are to our facility, and then also, you know, the career opportunities that are involved there are great also.
Tommy, thanks so much for joining us. Always appreciate it, and I think Charlie told you, I'm going to pay you a visit real quick. I got something for you. So I appreciate it, bud. Thanks so much.
Go Colonels.
Yep. All right. Y'all have a good night.
All righty, that was Tommy Rybecki, head football coach at Nichols State University. His segment weekly is brought to you by Thibodaux Regional Health Systems, the official health provider of Nichols State Athletics. We'll be back to finish it up here in hour number two right after this break. Finishing up here in hour number two of the Second Guest Show, Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Want to remind everybody at 6:30, be the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show right here on the Big 870 WWL. We'll be back right after this news break here on the Big 870 WWL. Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi, every Monday night throughout the football season, all the way up to the Monday after Super Bowl Sunday. And at 6:30 tonight, we'll throw it to the Saints Radio Network. It'll be the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Hoss will be the host. Bobby and Mike will talk to Saints head coach Kellen Moore and linebackers coach Peter Sermon. And at 7:15, Hoss and I close it out. Want to tell everybody at 7 o'clock. It'll go to the FM side, and then you can hear Monday Night Football on the FM side and on WWLAMFM.com. You can hear the Pelicans and the Chicago Bulls. Bob, is triple option. I'll throw it to you first.
Well, I want to be positive instead of being negative, so I'm going to give props out to Mike. We got a few older listeners. The Big O.
Awesome.
Is that what you're thinking, the Big O, Luke? I know when you start getting excited when I talk about, the Big O. No, the Big O, that being Oscar Robinson, turned 87 today. Whoa. So you think about, you want to talk about assists and shooting and all that. He was ahead of his time. You know, he actually played for an NBA team called the Cincinnati Royals. Yeah, how crazy.
First time I ever saw him as a young kid. And then he gets traded to the Milwaukee Bucks. That was a guy that was pretty good. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Well, but then he was Lual Cinda.
I think he had just changed.
Because I had a book when they won the championship in Milwaukee. He was Lual Cinda. Then he changed his name.
Said Lual Cinda, nobody would.
Yeah, Lual Cinda.
You had to be a certain age.
But I think the Cincinnati Royals became the Kansas City Kings, who became now the Sacramento Kings. Mike, I'm almost thinking,
Was their coach? Bob Cousy.
Bob Cousy. Oh, now we know that name.
Celtics.
Yeah, and boy, you just look at, we all worry about, can the Pelicans stay in the Orleans and not go to Las Vegas or Seattle?
But look at the run they had.
Okay, now I'm going to be negative. This is a negative. This might be the most idiot professional football player in the history of the world, especially when you have guaranteed money. And I'm talking about 49ers wide receiver Brandon Ayuk. All of a sudden, he gets $27 million voided in his deal. Okay, think about this. 49ers receiver Brandon Ayuk had approximately $27 million guaranteed money voided in his contract for next year in what Coach Kyle Shanahan described as an unusual situation that developed over the summer. Well, what in the hell is the unusual situation? Now, Brandon Ayuk had his guarantee voided because he failed to participate in meetings and other team activities in the summer, and he doesn't plan to contest it. All you got to do is show up, dude. Who's your mom and daddy, and you're going to get $27 million. You live in the city that you're playing anyway long term, and all he has to do in the summer is go to meetings to try and make you a better receiver.
And he was in rehab for the knee injury.
Yes, and team activities. He don't even show up. You remember he had signed a 4-year, $120 million extension last year. Now, the 49ers could cut him next year without paying him any more money. What an idiot. come on, Brandon. I don't know who's your dad, who's your mom, whatever. Who's constantly your agent? How can you not show up in the offseason in the summer? They guarantee you $27 million. Come on, you ain't that rich. $27 million, and you just got to show up for meetings.
It's not like you working. You actually working out to rehab your knee, but you got to show up.
He failed, and he's not going to he doesn't plan to contest it because he knows he didn't do what he was supposed to do. No, that's the definition of an idiot. Anybody get $27 million guaranteed? Oh, I'm not going to show up.
I'm going to show them.
It's not like you got to climb Mount Everest or do something that's unbelievable. No, just show up at the facility and do what the team wants you to do. Go to meetings. No, that right there, a triple option, that was probably...
That trumps a lot of different things in this world. It really does.
When I read that,
That trumps a lot.
I don't know who's his father figure. Who's his mentor? That dude—he needs to check himself. Brandon Ayuk. I think when he went to Arizona State.
Arizona State first round.
The 49ers paid him all this money. They ain't gonna pay him. This is gonna happen. I'm telling you. Now the 49ers could cut him next year without paying him any more money. No, they moved on from him. They got a bad attitude.
And too much
a prima donna. And he's not the best of the best. He was really good. But how can you give up that money? Come on.
And, Bob, this is a gossipy league. okay? General managers, coaches, and all, they don't like to say it. It's a gossipy league. Man, let me tell you about so-and-so and what he did us and what it does for his future earnings.
Okay, you know, is a perfect example of that. And he was acting the fool, too. And we paid him big bucks. You remember he's on social media and all that? Who's Michael Thomas playing for right now? Who is he playing for? That goes along the same lines all these general managers talking all
that. Yeah, gossipy league.
Michael Thomas, remember, he's like, throwing Derek Carr under the bus and all. Michael Thomas ain't playing for nobody right now, and he still had something left in the tank. But nobody wants to put up with that crap in the locker room.
For my triple option, man, congratulations. Frank Selfold, the Southeastern Lions, getting into the playoffs, man, last year, I know Coach Selfo really took it hard. They didn't get in. They were kind of snubbed. They were one of three teams from the Southland. We talked about it with Stephen F. Austin. Lamar loses
and still got
gets
in. Yep.
It goes to show their strength of schedule was really what it was all about.
Dictate that.
Man, congratulations to Frank Selfo, Southeastern Lions. We want to tell everybody, tomorrow night, Coach Selfo is going to join us. And Steve and I will be at Rouse's Markets in Houma, and we'll have him on with us at 6:10 tomorrow night, and they will host a game. So that's going to be played in Strawberry Stadium, November 29th. They play Illinois State.
Illinois State, the Cardinals. Aren't they the Cardinals?
The Redbirds.
Cardinals.
Yeah, it's a Redbird.
They have like a cardinal on the side of their helmet.
Yeah. Charlie, what you got?
Well, guys, first and foremost, the Oscar Robertson thing, I'll build a little bit on that. Nikola Jokic, I remember reading this stat out last week that he has 48 career 30-point triple-doubles, which ties him for second place all-time with Russell Westbrook and Luka Doncic. Guys, Oscar Robertson's number one on that list, 106. Basically double second place, more than double second place. But going to be a little bit negative real quick, Jeff Duncan had put this out, guys. The Saints' offensive rankings through week 12, they're 26th in total yards per game, 29th in yards per play, 29th in rushing yards per game, 29th in rushing yards per play, 30th in passing yards per play, scoring 32nd, red zone 32nd, fourth down 32nd, goal to go 32nd. It's something that we've talked about a lot in the offseason. This team has to add some weapons for this. You know, young offense to be able to develop, guys. It just feels like every time they're able to move the ball and they ball down in the red zone, it's just like, who's going to be the guy to make the play? That's really, really missing on this offense.
Well, the head coach is in charge of the offense. So,
that's the scary part of it.
Well, you got to give them the horses. You got to give them the players.
Yeah, you got to get more horses in the barn, that's for sure. We'll be back to finish it up here on Second Guess right after this break on the Big 870 WWL. Finishing up here on the Second Guest Show, Mike DeTellier along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert from the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Want to thank everybody for listening. Want to tell everybody at 6:30 we will have a choice here on WWL AM FM, AM I should say, the Big 870. It'll be Pelicans pregame, and at 7 o'clock tip-off between the Chicago Bulls and the Pelicans at 6:30. We throw it to the Saints Radio Network, and it'll be our Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show with Mike Hoss as the host. He'll have on with him Saints head coach Kellen Moore. Bobby Hebert will be involved also in the conversations with Coach Moore and also Saints linebackers coach Peter Sermon. 7:15, Mike Hoss and I, we finish it out. And then it'll be Monday Night Football on the FM side as San Francisco 49ers playing the Carolina Panthers. And what a conundrum it would be if the Panthers would win tonight.
Would they be tied for first with Tampa?
Yeah. I mean, that would be some crazy stuff we've seen before. Tomorrow night, we'll have on with us John Summerall, head football coach of the Tulane Green Wave at our Tulane Tuesday at 4:30. And at 6:10, the head football coach of the Southeastern Lions, Frank Selfo, will join us. And we'll be at Rouse's on Martin Luther King in Houma, Steve Geller and I. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned. Again, on the AM side, it'll be the Pelicans pregame at 6:30. On the FM side, the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show with Mike Hoss, Kellen Moore, Bobby Hebert, and linebackers coach Peter Sermon. Thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more of Sports Talk.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.